Now, down in Vicarstown in County Leash, the Scully family are busy on Merryhill Farm, where, amongst other things, they grow and mill their own certified gluten-free organic oats. Kevin, Jenny and their four daughters have a great story to tell about being brave and enterprising and creating a really successful farm business with their oats and flour, sold under the Merry Mill brand. But even their merry outlook can't disguise the impact that the past year of rain and more rain has had on their farm. Hannah Quinn Mulligan went down to visit Merryhill Farm, where she met Kevin in the cowshed, where their story really began.
Good morning, Hannah, and welcome to the Merryhill Farm. So we're down here in the cattle shed, and this is where the whole story began. I was down here one morning about 7 years ago and had my youngest daughter here with me at the time. I was feeding oats to the cattle. She picked up a handful, put them in her mouth and said, "Daddy, can we eat these?"
Really?
And that's so amazing. From there, I went, done research, and we built a mill here on the farm, and now we're Ireland's only certified organic gluten-free oat mill here in Vicarstown, County Leash.
I can hear some music there in the background. The cows seem to be being serenaded, some very soft tunes there.
Yeah, these cattle here, they're on a very specific diet. So they're on hay and oats from the Merry Mill, and then I have them on classical music as well. I read back some years ago that classical music was really good for relaxing animals and people, so it didn't cost a lot. So I put a radio in the cattle shed on Lyric FM, playing 24/7, and actually it really has worked.
And people that meet you, you know, you're quite a happy sort of person, but you were part-time farming before you went full-time into the selling oats directly. What was it like being a part-time farmer?
Yeah, as a part-time farmer, I always felt for myself as a little bit of a disappointment that I couldn't make a living off my own land. And I was working in concrete. I was quite allergic to it, and it was really annoying me. Like, I was a farmer with headlights, as they call it. I was coming home in the evening with the headlights to feed the cattle. And I was always there, why can't I make a living off my land? So I was fighting with that in my head forever. So I was always looking for something. And I did. I had another little business before the mill. I had a mobile crush brain idea that I came up with, brought to market. It failed. And then we found the Merry Mill and the porridge, and success at some level since then.
And I should say as well, you mentioned one of your daughters there earlier who was the inspiration. She grabbed a handful of oats and shoved it into her mouth. But your daughters have been really integral to the whole thing. And there's one of them over here who's doing the social media. She seems a little bit shy, but she might tell us, Sive, come on over a second, because your dad says that you've been pivotal to the whole thing as well.
I studied marketing in college, and Dad started the business the year before I started, and I was an integral part of building the branding, designing the website.
Did she get paid as an integral part as well?
Well, good food. Proper farm payment, as like in Ireland forever, child labour was used in the farming. It was the backbone, actually, of Irish farming, was child labour. And like, I was blessed with four daughters. And like with all kids, they're not sure what they want to be. But then they're lucky to have someone like me, because I knew we'd need something
lucky
in
Mar. Lucky.
In direction, so.
It took a few years, but he paid me in the end.
So I have one daughter, Sive. She went done marketing, and then I have Aoife, my second daughter. She's doing interactive design, which could come very useful for packaging and brand design. And then my third daughter, she's doing human health. And then my last girl, I'm just thinking Gortin is a lovely spot, or Kildalton. We're not sure, but I was just saying to her,
lovely colleges.
Like, I couldn't have done this without a family. If I was a single man of my own, this wouldn't have been possible, because I'm using Stone Age technology to mill. The mill's completely old style, but then we're using Space Age and the computer technology, and my kids are completely computer literate. I'm computer illiterate.
The oats being gluten free, is that important for some customers?
There was a bit of sitting around the table. Do you think that tastes good? Do you think that tastes good? Not known. After spending an absolute fortune and the mill not even working, we're only getting about four bags a day out of a mill that cost over 100 grand. And we're going, holy Lord, what have we done here? And then we've got lucky. We got a lot of luck along the way. And then with the diagnosis now of celiac and gluten intolerance, that technology has come on in leaps and bounds. So now there's a huge amount of people who are gluten intolerant. So demand has really grown with our products. So yeah, been good.
That's brilliant. We might leave the cattle to their soothing music for a while, because there's something else that's going on, and that is, of course, the weather that's impacting all farmers, but it's impacting tillage farmers like you in particular. So we'll walk out to the fields and you can tell us what I should see versus what I am seeing.
Yeah.
It's actually started raining as we're walking out. Is that the main problem, the rain?
Oh, the rain is a huge issue at the moment. Like, even I come out every day now and I just look up and say, I'm only looking, please, just give us a second. I'm only coming out for a look because it's relentless. Like, it's been raining now. Like, with troubles in the harvest back end of last year, I left 35 acres unharvested last year due to bad weather. That crop is still sitting there. And I was looking around thinking, up to Christmas, I was as well on. But now the spring is after running really wet and I've still not in the ground. So it's a real challenge for my operation, because getting in oats is really important for milling to get a good grain quality, especially in organic. Like, you'd want to have oats in the ground in March, early March if possible. And that's not going to happen this year. Like, I'm looking, I'd say, another 2 weeks before there's going to be any planting done here. The whole tillage sector, it's a real huge issue. Running over from last year, we're running into a second bad year in a row now, because a lot of the winter crop planted is waterlogged as well with bad crop establishment. So a lot of people that did get in winter crop, we got no winter crop sowed last year. It was the first time ever I had no winter crop in.
The Department of Agriculture will say, though, that they've brought out a variety of supports to help tillage farmers.
It was a scheme that looked good for a second, and then the reality of it, like, we applied for it, and then last year we were late sown, so I sowed peas with my oats, and the peas was specifically to attract nitrogen to the ground to improve the quality of the oats. Because I'd done that, then I was eligible for the unharvested crop scheme. Like, crazy. And then they were saying it's for cereal. We couldn't be any more cereal here. We produce all the oats in this farm into a porridge, into a bag, straight to consumer. And it's sometimes it's the little things that really drive you. You suck up some of the bad stuff. It's the little things. So I got a letter in the post to say, because I applied for the unharvested crop scheme, I'm now ineligible for the straw and corporation scheme.
In terms of the difference all of this is going to make to your bottom line at the end of the year between not getting into schemes and between late crops as well being sown, is it going to be a real challenge?
Oh, it's a real challenge for what I do, because the problem in my operation is I am the only producer of certified organic gluten-free oats. So I can't go and buy products for my mill. So if I run out of stock, I'm out of business. And there's other people as well. I have friends who are in wheat milling and they have the very same problem. They're gone late now for sowing milling wheat, and they're too going to run out of stock. So there's a massive challenge and there's a massive loss. You can see across the tillage sector the loss of land. Like, I think we could have lost 70,000-80,000 acres last year, and that's year on year. So the tillage is just shrinking at a rapid pace, and it'd be hard to revive it when it's gone.
Well, that's Kevin Scully speaking to Hannah Quinn Mulligan at Maryhill Farm there in Leash. And do you know what? I'd love a bowl of porridge now. It sounds actually delicious.